Amp Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, brought to you by Lavassi International. Lavassi International is bringing masculine designs to your bathroom. Lavassi is the exclusive retailer of handcrafted ceramic sink, combining a handmade manufacturing process with an industrial finish. If you're looking for something different, check out their tribal design, spike design, or puzzle design, just to name a few. Lavassi International, lavassi.co.uk. Let me spell that for you. LOVASI.co.UK. Now shipping to the United States of America and Canada. Use the code word FANGOS to receive 25% off any purchase. Now back to the show.
Is this live?
Ladies and gentlemen, we
Amp Radio.
Yeah, okay. What are you doing?
Radio. Fetch.
Big meat.
Fetch.
Shoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop.
Fetch.
Are you ready for this performance?
Fetch.
They're gonna bang, bro.
Fetch.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
Right. Yes, indeed. Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Brought to you by the Amp Radio Network. Thank you, Gordy, very much for belting that one out. We love you to the end of time, brother. Sorely missed. Anyways, I digress. Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio. Hashtag Smack My Picks Up Edition. Of course, this is a double feature, DJ Tony. That's right, the boss man is back.
It's Tony time, bitches.
Live and direct on Bellator 192 and UFC 220. Hashtag Smack My Picks Up Edition. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. We're going to do the main and the co-main event for both Bellator 192 and UFC 220. Then we're going to do our everybody's favorite part of the show, Smack My Picks Up. We do Spotlight Fight of the Night. And of course, maybe we'll get into some news and notes. I think maybe we'll discuss this heavyweight tournament that is about to begin at Bellator 192. But let's bring in the host. You know where you love her. The life of the party. The voice of insanity. One half of the Sam and Pam team. Let's bring her in right now with DJ Tony. Pam from North Carolina.
Hi guys. How's everyone tonight? Welcome back, Tony. We missed you.
It's Tony time, bitches.
Indeed we did.
You talked to the guy.
The boss, man.
The guy with the thing.
The thing, yeah, the thing. So, if I am out of it...
Stop it. You're talking crazy.
I'm coming down with, I guess, another cold, or I never got over the cold, or whatever. So y'all bear with me, because I might be kind of a little bit out of it. So I might be going, like, for real crazy tonight.
Yeah, huh?
Shouting off some craziness, so bear with me.
Oh, Pam. Pam is still dealing with the
That's
Vegas
exactly what
flu,
I did to
apparently.
Your mother, buddy.
Oh, my God.
That is exactly what I did to your mother, buddy.
Oh, hey. Welcome to the hosiery.
Wow. Goodness gracious. Tony, live and direct, coming back at us with the sound effects. I love it.
Yeah, that's what you would say to mama también. What?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Pam, your mama
you were saying you're a little Lord. Under the weather, so if her voice sounds scratchy and gravelly, that's all right.
Right.
It's just more sexy, right? Just more sexy.
Right, right.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, so you heard his voice already, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring him in. The man who was so close to Walt Disney Land, he could feel it, but he couldn't touch it. DJ Tony.
Hey, DJ! Yes, yes. DJ!
You know what, guys? There are people that are Disney people, and there are people that hate Disney. And then there are those people that are a couple blocks away and can't go because of work. Proteus, I am one of those guys.
Yeah, I saw you posted it on the Amp Radio Network Twitter feed. I felt for you because I know how near and dear Disney is to both of our hearts, and it would have pained me to be that close and not be able to go. But the light at the end of the tunnel, Tony, is that most of those rides were closed for refurbishment or being closed for good. So you didn't miss much.
Yeah, but you know what? As the great J.J. Watt once told me,
shut you down!
As I was looking at Pam's photos, nothing came out. Never mind.
He didn't finish it. He didn't finish.
Okay. And I was waiting for something really profound. And hello?
I know, me too.
Oh, he did leave me a message, though.
Stupid!
All right. So we've got two of the three hosts into the show right now. Let's go and bring in the star of the show himself. Coming at us deep from the heart of Texas. You know what? He's coming to us from Mountain Dew territory. That's right. Marco from Waco. Bring him in, brother.
Marco from Waco, rural, que pasa tanto usted, chulos, cholas, all of you.
All right.
Nine binary, cholos.
Órale. Now you can be our milkweed. That's what you can be.
Oh, wow. Goodness gracious. That doesn't sound very good.
Oh, no, you need to look at
it.
Okay, that's your homework for tonight. Look up milkweed. You're our milkweed.
Everybody, your Spanish words of the day, and, of course, homework assignments on, I would say,
A-hole
slang. There you go. All right. All right, guys, so... we got everybody into it. Marco, I heard that there's a special coming out pretty soon on the Paramount Network about your hometown and about the craziness that had occurred some number of years ago. Have you heard about this?
Easy, and they're calling it my hometown. I just happened to land on this place. I got married and settled down here. Let's not call it my hometown. Even though it's the one place that I have lived the longest ever, besides... No, this is the one place that I love longest ever, because usually I've been 3 to 4 years in this place and then move out. But I'm not really interested, dude. I mean, I live here. Everybody knows the story. Everybody had to deal with that crap once in a while. We got so much crazy shit going on. We got that shootout on Twin Peaks of all the bikers that happened like a couple of years ago, so you guys remember? It went all over the news. Oh, well, two rival biker gangs on the Twin Peaks, you know, the restaurant. They were having a biker rally, and they started shooting each other. Nine people got killed. They started shooting at the cops. They rounded a whole bunch of them, and next thing you know, all of those guys are facing a billion charges for all sorts of crap. So, yeah, nothing new here in Waco, man. Wow. Crazy is always going on. It is Texas, man. Everybody has a gun.
Sounds like one of my party.
Whoa, ba-doom boom. All right, guys, all joking aside, let's get into this particular show because, to be honest with you, I think we've got a great night of fights coming up. And that's right, we have a great night of fights coming up. It's not as if Bellator is going to go off on Friday night this week. No, they're going to go head-to-head. Yep, they're going to go head-to-head with the UFC. And, of course, Tony, as we were discussing earlier off air, I think maybe the Bellator has a bit of a deeper card here, so they may get some shine on that one. But let's get into this right now. Co-main event coming at us live and direct from Bellator. 192. And of course, guys, there's been a little bit of drama on this particular decision to make sure that Rory McDonald versus your boy Douglas Lima are the co-main event. Come on now, guys. Five round fight. Welterweight world title. I don't know. We'll talk about that later. Coming out of live and direct, Rory McDonald, 19-4-0 versus Douglas Alama Lima. You like that, Marco? Champion at the welterweight division, 29-6 with zero draws. Who do you want to throw to first, Tony?
To the first lady of Amp Radio.
To the first lady of Amp Radio we go. Pam. Who you got? Rory McDonald versus Douglas Lima.
First of all, I don't know why this got changed to the co-main because you're looking at just train wreck versus, potential, one of the greatest fights to probably start the year off with. And anyway, so we're going Rory Mac. Rory Mac, Aries, the Red King, whatever he's going by these days. Hang on, Baby Godzilla's on my papers. So I can't see. Okay. I know. Yesterday or the other day? Cedric is over here screaming like a crazy. Now I've got Baby Godzilla up here on my paperwork. Okay, so Rory McDonald with his, this is going to be a second fight in Bellator. and versus Douglas Lima, 29-6. Rory is 19-4. 7 KO, 7 subs, 5 decisions, 2 KO losses, 2 decision losses versus Lima, 13 KOs, 11 subs, 5 decisions, 1 KO loss, and 4 decisions. Now, Rory Max got kickboxing, wrestling, boxing. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu and also karate. He does karate. Douglas Lima, Muay Thai, he is also a black belt in jiu-jitsu. And what I was questioning earlier, and because Proteus and I were talking a little bit earlier, and I was kind of wondering if Rory Mack hasn't lost a little bit of his fire, especially after the Lawler fights, because those were some vicious fights, brutal fights. And you know, when he came back and fought Daly, it was a good fight. It was a good win for him, but it kind of didn't seem like, you know, the killer Rory Mack. But given that, if you look at the fight credentials, the fight resume, you know, Lima, his last KO win was in 2016, and he did have a decision over Larkin, who lost his last fight. So I am going to go with Rory. I don't know if there's going to be any KOs because Lima has only been KO'd one time. So I am picking Rory Mack with a decision because I hope it's a 5-rounder. I hope it's lots of action. I'm being greedy. Decision, Rory Mack.
Okay, so Pam going with Rory, 5-round decision. just to clarify, the news coming down that I've heard is that it was a Viacom call to put Chael Sonnen versus Rampage Jackson as the main event, as opposed to Rory McDonald versus Douglas Lima. Tony, I think that's a stupid call, but like Pam said,
real stupid.
This is real stupid. This
right?
is probably, yeah, this is probably the best fight that Bellator has had in a very long time. Very, very competitive fight. Should be fireworks. Tony, what you got?
Yeah, I agree with you. In my opinion, Proteus, in the Scott Coker area, in my era, in my opinion, this is the best Bellator fight they've ever had on paper, in terms of talent. Douglas Lima, who's a lot better than I think anyone gives him credit. And, of course, Rory McDonald. I was with Pam on this one that I thought that maybe the bet we've already seen the best of Rory, but he sure showed us, right? I mean, he literally showed us that he still has some fight in him. I just can't pick against what I believe is the best fighter on the Bellator roster. I can't do it. I could be wrong, but I'm picking Rory. And I think Rory's going to finish him, Proteus. I think he's going to finish him. Rory finishes Lima in the fourth.
Yeah. You think it's going to be a sub?
I do, yeah. I think he's going to submit.
Okay, good. I'm glad I clarified.
Well, Rory, well, you know what? Keep in mind, and let me just throw this in there, is Rory does have 7 sub wins versus Lima's 11 sub wins. So that's why I went with decision because, I mean, on paper, it's a great fight, great matchup. You know, Rory does have a 5-inch reach advantage.
Yeah, that's
inches, baby, inches.
Break out the red panties.
Yeah, yeah. As Pam has mentioned in the past, inches do matter, ladies. So, listen, guys, there are a lot of fights this weekend that are very, very hard to pick, and this is one of them. And I'm going to agree with you guys here that this, as we mentioned earlier, is probably the best fight of the year so far for Bellator. And, Tony, as you said, I probably say that's the best fight of the Scott Coker era. I do agree with that. Douglas Lima has been on the radar of Proteus for, you know, a very, very long time. He's an excellent fighter. I always enjoy watching his fights. But I don't know if he's going to be able to fend off the wrestling game of Rory McDonald. When I keep thinking about this fight, I don't see a finish. I really don't. I think I might have to agree with Pam here that it's going to go all the way. I mean, in a selfish manner, I want it to go 5 rounds because we've seen Rory McDonald, of course, against Robbie Lawler. And that fight was, you know, one of the best fights of that particular year, maybe one of the best fights of all time. And it's selfishly, I want to see something like that again. I think that these guys, Douglas Lima and Rory McDonald, will see each other again. I don't believe that this is the first or the last time, the last time that these guys see each other. I think that we're going to see something here that either gets an immediate rematch for the champion because he lost, or down the road, Rory gets another shot at it because, you know, he is one of the biggest names in Bellator, you know, being a UFC vet. Somebody's coughing up a lung. Goodness gracious. Sorry about that, Pam. So I'm going to take Rory McDonald as well. I'm going to take him again. I'm taking him by decision. I think that an end to this fight or a submission or a knockout could come, and it could come for either guy. But again, like I said, selfishly, I hope that we get 5 rounds. But let's go ahead and throw to Marco because his picks have been so good lately. We need to know what he has to say. Marco, what you got going on here in Bellator with Rory McDonald versus Douglas Lima?
So whatever I pick, you go the opposite way. So you want to get 1-1. Man, I've been hot garbage lately. 1-2, 1-3, 0-4. Oh, God. What is wrong with me? I need to get on a hot streak again. But it's Rory, the Canadian psycho, McDonald versus Douglas Lima, Peru. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Okay. Conventional wisdom will tell you that Rory McDonald should win this fight, and I actually believe that it's going to happen. McDonald has faced a better competition, you know, on paper. He has beaten the better competition. I mean, he holds a win over the current UFC welterweight champion, Tyron Woodley. You know, he murdered Tyron Woodley. He made it look bad. A lot of people worry about that, you know, how much damage has he taken. I mean, he went to a war with Carlos Condit back on the day. That didn't slow him down.
Yeah.
He got that war with freaking Robbie Lawler. Yeah, granted that he came back too early for the Wonderboy Thompson fight. And he admitted that himself, that his nose wasn't completely healed, so that affected his fight with Wonderboy. But he looked top shape against Paul Daly. I mean, he murdered his cool Paul Daly. He made him look like an amateur. And we have seen that Tom Daly is no slouch. He can knock you out any single time of the day. I believe on Rory. I mean, Rory is a very smart fighter. He's more well-rounded. He hides himself well behind his jab. I think his ground game is superior. And he's vicious when he gets you to the ground. He will ground and pound the shit out of you. He's not the kind of guy that can just hold position and try to submit you. He punishes you when you are in the ground. So I'm picking Rory. I'm picking Rory on the third. I'm picking Rory on the third by TKO. The ground game is going to be the clue here, but it's going to be by ground and pound. He's going to beat Douglas Lima so much on the ground that the referee is going to have to pull him out of him. Now, Douglas, nice start here, had the most knockouts in Bellator history. Let's not sleep on Douglas Lima. I mean, if Douglas Lima wins this fight, he got the claim to be one of the best welterweights in the planet, not in the UFC, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a chance. The guy is really good. Douglas Lima is not slouch. He's not an easy fight. I will give some respect to the guy that holds the McDonald's Bellator belt. That doesn't mean anything. That's seriously, come in, man. It's not the first time they do this shit, by the way. They did it on the Dana 5000 Kimbo Slice fights. Michael Chandler fought for the title, and he was the co-main, too. So nothing new for Bellator. I'm not surprised, motherfucker. But the other one, McDonald's, third round TKO, and a new Bellator welterweight champion for whatever that is worth.
Yeah, it's tough because, like you said, Douglas Lima, 29-6. I don't know if anybody heard me say that earlier on. 29-6, that's no joke, man. I mean, again, like you said, Marco, probably one of the best welterweights that has not that is not in the UFC right now. Could definitely be over in the UFC and contend for the title, that's for sure. And maybe we see that happen one day. I don't know. It would be nice to see, but I don't know. He's looking good, surging right now. And we're going to get into when we get into this next fight, I'm going to ask you guys to answer this question. What do you think of this fight being moved? What do you think about Chael Sonnen and Rampage Jackson being moved? You know, what was it? 7 days, I believe, before. Yeah, eight days before the fight was supposed to go off. So we'll get into that as well, guys. But let's move on. DJ Tony, cue the music again. Let's move on to the heavyweight division we go. DJ Tony's asleep at the music right now.
Wake up, DJ Tony.
Thank you, sir. The first round of the heavyweight, the Bellator Heavyweight Grand Prix starts on Saturday night, ladies and gentlemen, with your boy, middleweight Chael Sonnen versus light heavyweight champion, former light heavyweight champion, Rampage Jackson. Chael Sonnen coming at us at a 29-15-1. Rampage Jackson coming at us at a 37-12-0 record. Marco, we're going to throw to you. You gave us your thoughts already about what you thought about this fight being moved to the main event, but what you got going on here? Who wins this first round of the heavyweight Grand Prix?
The open weight Grand Prix, a middleweight, the former light heavyweight. There's only three true heavyweights in this freaking tournament, dude. Because you can make the claim that Fredo could have fought his whole life a light heavyweight, too. He's just pudgy and he just never wanted to cut weight. But Fredo works around at 225, man. He could have easily cut down to light heavyweight, but whatever. It is what it is. This is what we got for the heavyweight, quote-unquote, tournament, open weight. Look, Wilson said if Rampage talks, Sonnen, he's going to knock him out. But Rampage hasn't been knocking out anybody lately, man. I mean, when was the last time he actually knocked out somebody? It's been a long time since he knocked anybody out. A long time. I think that, if I'm not correct, Vanderlei Silva, it was a long, long time since he knocked. He got a true knockout in USC or Bellator. So that is a myth. I mean, Rampage hit hard, don't get me wrong. And he got really good boxing. And back in the day, he was an awesome wrestler. He doesn't use the wrestler anymore. A lot of people know his heart is not really into fighting. He's kind of lazy when it comes to in-between trainings. When he's training for a fight, he's all in. But what is in his head now? What is he doing? Is he doing it for a paycheck? No. I mean, whatever you might think about Chael Sonnen, you know, he is the lesser striker, but I think he's the superior wrestler. He's going to be heavily undersized, 214 pounds, compared to, like, I think Rampage is walking around 255, 260. All that said, man, I think Chael is coming prepared. I think if he can survive the first 1.5 rounds, and I think he will, he's going to just wrestle, fuck the shit out of Rampage, and drag this to a boring 29-28 decision. Remember, this is only a three-round fight. A main event with a three-round fight. Don't Bellator, you piss me off. That's what I want to DVR you watching the next day. That's why God invented DVR. Because I'm going to watch them the next day. Just don't send me any spoilers. But, yeah, I'm taking Chael to wrestle fuck the shit out of Rampage. He's going to be able to take him down, you know, just grind, and get a 29-28 decision and move up and face whoever is the next one on the bracket on this open weight tournament.
I agree with you, and maybe DJ Tony, we might have to move this week in hashtag this week in MMA to Monday so we can both get caught up on both cards here. Maybe that's a good point, Marco. Thanks for bringing it up. But Pam, let's throw to you here because, you know, we want to get your point of view here on this particular fight. Marco says, as he mentioned earlier on a couple of shows back, this is an open weight Grand Prix, and we've got the first round, Chael Sonnen versus Rampage Jackson. What you got going on here in your brain?
All righty. Well, as Marco said, you know, Chael Sonnen is coming prepared for this fight, kind of like he came in prepared for the Tito Ortiz fight and the Rashad Evans fight and lost in the first round. Just throwing that out there. This is kind of like, you know what? And truthfully, I have nothing written here on my paper. I have Chael Sonnen and Rampage Jackson. Their ages 40 and 39, both of them are 6'1", 37 and 12 for Rampage, 29-15-1 for Chael Sonnen. And, This is kind of like one of those questions. Would you rather? Okay, would I rather cut off my toe or cut off my thumb? Okay, you know. So given that, You know, Chael Sonnen, yes, I agree. He is probably the superior wrestler, but you're looking at Rampage right now. If you're looking at side to side, he does have the better record. He does have the better record. His last wins, he had his, I can't think right now. My head is killing me. He's okay. Coming off one loss, but before that, he was coming off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight wins. His last KO win was in 2014. So I'm picking Rampage Jackson, and I'm going to go decision because Chael Sonnen has 15 decisions, wins by decision. Rampage Jackson has 14. So let's even it up to 15 and 15. I'm going Rampage by decision.
Hey, quick historical note. These two were fighting together, you know, back in the Bulldog days, man, up in Hawaii. Yeah. That's a long time. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah, well, Chael Sonnen is, 40, they're 40 and 39, you know? So it was just, but, you know, getting back to what we were talking about a minute ago, is this a main event? No, because yeah. I can guarantee people are going to watch the Lima-McDonald fight and switch to pay-per-view.
I heard something the other day that I kind of thought was interesting because if you leave this fight as a co-main event and it stinks like shit, what does everybody tune out and not see the Douglas Lima versus Rory McDonald fight? Yeah. So, I mean, maybe it's smart for them to do this. Maybe it's smart for them to put the guys who have the big names on in the main event so that everybody sees, because this main card is stacked. I mean, honestly, you got Chandler on this main card. You've got Pico on this main card. You've got Karakanyan on this main card. It's stacked. So maybe you put the stinker right at the top, and maybe everybody tunes in for it. So let me give you my pick right now, because I'm going to throw to Tony, and then Tony's going to take it from there, because we want to get your thoughts on the heavyweight Grand Prix in general. So I'm going to go Rampage Jackson on this one. And then, again, I think a lot of my picks this week, because they are so tough, are going to be very selfish. I would love to see Rampage Jackson pick Chael Sonnen up and slam his fucking head on the canvas so bad. Sorry, Mom. I'm swearing. I apologize. I would love to see that happen. So I'm going to pick Rampage.